when getting into the particular track Gat by, of course, Latto and Ice Spice.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Hold on now. Now, I know all the way back in early 2023, these people were at odds to the point where they was throwing all type of cryptic, subtle social media jabs at each other. And ultimately, we thought it was just a joke until they followed up by that. They followed up on that subtle social media beef with Latto posting January 2023 as far as her track Sunday Service. And of course, a lot of the lyrics seem to be going at Ice Spice. And with that being said, as far as the particular lines going at Ice Spice heard that and she said to herself,
I know that ain't who I think it is.
And then she responded with a track titled Think You The...
You guys. See, that's the problem.
See, this is a PG podcast, so we can't say that last part. But as far as that particular track, when it came to a head and people asked Ice Spice later, why were they feuding and what was the foundation of the beef, guess what? Ice Spice via Rolling Stones literally said, quote, if we ever spoke and I asked her what's the issue, it'd be like a blank stare. I can understand a friendly competition, but at this point it's a joke. She's dragged out.
But then, you know what I'm saying, I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop, like, what's going on?
And then of course Latto followed up with her own quote for the public, right, via Billboard. And she said, quote, if I was to do a battle, it would have to be with somebody I feel like I'm gonna go tat for tat with. It's two different vibes. I don't even think she wants to engage in an actual rap beef.
You guys.
So with that being said, ultimately leading up to this 2025 release, because of course it was a very short feud as far as from early 2023, and then now it's been squashed seemingly in September of 2025 as the track got. Am I pronouncing that right? I think I am. Anyways, y'all get the point. The visual representation of the definition of that word is, of course, Latto and Ice Spice. So to see them on this track is very fitting. And let's just say we may or may not have a whole music video breakdown on NME Plus. So make sure to subscribe to that, because as far as the music video, that's just one of the things we have for that platform. But I was thinking to myself, covering this track does not do it enough justice. We have to see the art form that they took a while to cultivate, craft, and give out to the masses. Because when you look at musicians making their music, sometimes you think to yourself, I can't wait for the video. Now, I'm not going to tell you what type of artists we think that about, right? I'm just going to say Ice Spice and Latto has given us some premium material. And with that being said, Gat is obviously more than a single. It's showcasing the end of their nearly 2-year subliminal, which, to be fair, fan-fueled rivalry. Because if you look at it, it's not like Ice Spice and Latto aren't performing on their own, right? In 2025, safe to say, Latto is more popular at this current moment because she actually has a track that's charting, and it's been charting for about 3 weeks. So it peaked at 94. Well, it's currently at 94. It was at 97 and it slid all the way up to 94 as of right now. So objectively speaking, Latto is currently the most relevant as far as music on Billboard. Her track, Somebody, is the 94th most played track in the world. And of course, I typed in Ice Spice. Safe to say she doesn't pop up.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
But to be fair, the Ice Spice, she did have more top five Hot 100 hits back in 2023. And then, of course, Latto led with overall numbers in 2024 with her album. Because if you don't know, Ice Spice's Y2K ended up selling 28,000 first week, which is not bad, especially when we've seen some of the Big Sean's, the Offsets of the world. My fault, I'm out here snitching, ain't I?
Is it okay I got my dope on me? I said, what the f-?
My fault, I'm out here snitching. I didn't even mean to do that. So anyways, with that being said, Ice Spice numbers in hindsight is not as bad as it once was depicted to be. But Latto, Sugar Honey, Ice-T did do better on the charts and ended up selling 29,000 units. So when it comes to Young Thug exposing a lot about certain things that goes on behind the scenes as far as monetary value, it's a very tricky subject matter because, of course, if it was ever exposed and if the FBI ever realized what actually was going on, the whole music industry would be shut down. So let me just leave it like that because a lot of people don't know what I'm talking about and I want to keep it like that. So Lotto did outsell Ice Spice with her latest album as far as Sugar Honey Ice Tea by 1,000. I wonder where those 1,000 came from.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
And both of those albums was in 2024, mind you. So now they're around the same type of height as far as first week sales and engagement with their music. And now this being a cause and effect because they look at each other respectively doing numbers in their own independent careers. And now they've came together for this track titled Gat, which also with the music video, not going to lie to you, it may be one of the best music videos we've ever seen in the history of music.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
So that being said, without further ado, I also wanted to get into other dynamic duos that we've seen in the past 2 to 3 years as Ice Spice and Lotto are not the first ones to try this superstar woman hip hop collab because we all know the biggest one is obviously Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. That music video and that track to this day is high quality. Now, as far as Ice Spice and Lotto, I'm not going to lie to you. The music video is like an 11 out of 10. But as far as the actual quality, I really like Lotto's verse. I don't want to seem like I'm hating on either or, but I'm just going to say I like Lotto's verse. And I do believe at some point, Ice Spice could improve to a level where her rap is serviceable. That's what I'm going to leave it at. I feel like the beats really helped out her career. I don't know where Stop Playing With Them Riot. I don't know what Riot is. But ultimately, when it comes to ghostwriters helping out Ice Spice, and if she says she writes her own bars, it's not going to help her case. The bars seem solid. The execution of the bars, as far as how she's rapping, it's very questionable. I would pinpoint specific lines, but at the end of the day, I don't want this to be a negative review. I do like the track from Lotto's perspective, but as a whole, I feel like Ice Spice could have had better execution of the bars written for her. Now, with that being said, that's the main thing I want y'all to know. This is very surprising because, of course, as you can see, I cannot believe that this actually happened, especially with the beef seemingly getting more serious over the years. We thought this was going to be like a more great value Nicki and Cardi type beef as far as them always going at each other. But as far as this particular track coming together like this, ending a nearly 2-year beef, we'll see what this track got ends up doing on the charts. And with that being said, for my NME Plus subscribers, which you can do via my link here in my bio, it's time, it is finally time to hop into the music video. So make sure for the people who want to subscribe to NME Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.